USA Radio News with John Hunt.
More questions are emerging surrounding the actions of former President Bill Clinton following the release of newly unsealed court documents in the case against Ghislaine Maxwell. Daniel Halper, the author of a new book called A Convenient Death, said records of a 2011 meeting between Jeffrey Epstein accuser Virginia Giuffre and her lawyers, in which she talked about the powerful Epstein's orbit, were the first of many accusations putting Bill Clinton directly at the convicted sex offender's private island in the Caribbean.
What's the first of many accusations putting him directly at that island? And of course, we know that he was very close to Jeffrey Epstein, and as we report in our book, he's very close to Ghislaine Maxwell. That puts him in proximity to two accused and one guilty pedophile.
Maxwell was arrested in July, charged with trafficking minors for Epstein and perjury. She faces up to 35 years in prison if convicted. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been on this Balance of Nature for quite some time now. I know that what you put in your body is critical to your health. I listen to AM radio out of Dallas, and you have these people on there witnessing about the differences made in their life. Now, all these people aren't lying about this. I hadn't even had as much as a cold since I've been taking this, and I'm telling you, my energy level has increased unbelievable. So I'm impressed with it.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
A top House Democrat is predicting that if President Trump loses the November election, he won't go quietly. And USA's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
House Majority Whip Jim Clyburn says he believes President Trump would find a way to hold on to power through some emergency action.
This guy never had an idea about being going to peacefully transfer power.
On CNN State of the Union, the South Carolina Democrat said Trump won't allow a fair election. The president did tell Fox News Sunday a few weeks ago he wasn't sure if he'd accept the results of the election if it doesn't go his way. I'm Chris Barnes.
NASA astronauts Bob Behnken and Doug Hurley splashed down in the Gulf of Mexico in their SpaceX Crew Dragon, ending a historic two-month trip to space. The mission marked the first time the astronauts have launched from American soil since the final space shuttle in 2011. After deploying two drogue parachutes, then the capsule's main parachutes, the spacecraft landed off the coast of Pensacola, Florida. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
President Donald Trump may force TikTok to sell its U.S. operations as the White House ramps up their concerns about the popular video sharing app, especially over its ownership by ByteDance, a Chinese company. Chinese law can compel any domestic company to hand over data it collects on users. The president said, "We're looking at TikTok. We may be banning TikTok or doing some other things. We're looking at a lot of alternatives with respect to that company." While TikTok is largely seen as an app for young people, it tracks phone locations and users' metadata like many apps, and China has demonstrated an appetite for Americans' personal data. TikTok has also faced repeated accusations of censoring content unappetizing to Beijing. Apple rode the company's strong earnings report to become the world's most valuable publicly traded company, surpassing the state oil giant Saudi Aramco during the market close. Apple shares closed up 10.47, giving it a market valuation of $1.84 trillion. Saudi Aramco, which had been the most valuable publicly listed company since its market debut last year, now trails at $1.76 trillion. The company has recovered from its pandemic low point in March. Shares are up more than 44% this year. Apple saw widespread closures during the quarter, especially in the United States, but touted both work-from-home trends and strong online sales, delivering a boost to overall operations. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.